We're going to start this morning our discussion of Mark, the fourth chapter. Jesus tells this amazing parable. It's a parable that we sometimes think of as a parable of soils, but I want to think about it as a parable of the things that Jesus wants us to know. Mark, the fourth chapter at verse 20, which is kind of the concluding part of this parable, Mark says that we're supposed to hear the word, we're supposed to accept it, and we're supposed to bear fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, and sometimes even 100-fold. So let's begin in Mark, the fourth chapter, at verse 1. And we'll set the stage for what we're going to be discussing throughout the month of June. As we go through this, I'll tell you about the three things that really stand out to me, and then we'll talk a little bit about the lessons that we can gain from this parable. He began to teach by the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him. So then he got into a boat, and he set out on the sea. The whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. He was teaching them many things in parables. And in his teaching, he said to them, "Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell along the path. The birds came and they devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it didn't have much soil. And immediately it sprang up since it had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, it was scorched, since it had no root, and it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns. The thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Other seeds fell into good soil, produced grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." When he was alone, after the crowd left, the 12 asked him about the parables. He said to them, "To you it has been given to know the secret of the kingdom of God, but to those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see but not perceive, and may indeed hear but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." He said to them, "Do you understand the parable? How then will you understand all the parables? If you don't understand this one, the rest of them can get really complicated." So he says, the sower sows the word. There are some along the path where the word was sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. There are some who are like rocky grain, the ones who hear the word, immediately receive it with joy, but they have no root in themselves, but endure for a little while when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the world. Immediately, they fall away. There are others who are sown among thorns. They are those who hear the word, but the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, the desires for other things enter in and choke out the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Then there are some where the seed is sown on good soil. They're the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Three things that I want to focus on throughout this month as we think about this parable. First, farmers never waste seed. If the seed was thrown there, that's where the farmer wanted to throw the seed. I've told the story many times about my grandfather. He was a farmer, and he used to broadcast seed by hand. And when he did it, I was always amazed that he got an even coverage. I tried to do that one time with fertilizer on my yard up in Spokane, Washington. I didn't know what I was doing, and so I got little green crescents in the middle of a bunch of dead grass. Farmers know how to sow seed. If the farmer wanted the seed to go there, it went there. And it was intentional. Seed is very valuable if you're a farmer. You don't waste it. This sower didn't waste any seed either. The second thing that we're going to talk about is a clear understanding that every seed that's sown can grow. Seed always has that inherent power. Every seed that's sown can grow. And then the third thing that I want you to see is seed is sown so it will bear fruit. This is not just some random activity that farmers engage in when they don't have anything else to do. Seed is sown so it will bear fruit. So, what are the lessons that we can find? Well, the first lesson is listen to the word. Listen to it for yourself. Don't listen just to what somebody else tells you is in the word. You need to hear the word yourself and then make a determination about what the word says. So listen to the word for yourself. Don't listen to what somebody tells you the word says. Second lesson. When you have the opportunity to hear the word, grab it before Satan can steal it away. Remember the seed that was sown on the rocky soil? Satan came and grabbed it. I'm here to tell you that Satan is doing everything he can to eliminate the Bible from public discourse in this country. There are libraries where people have made the argument that the Bible ought to be removed from public libraries, particularly libraries in school. Now, to date, they have not been successful, but they will be. If you have access to the word, grab it and hold on to it. Do it now. Third lesson. Build your own roots. Seed needs roots that reach down deep into the very innermost part of your being. That's what seed does. It puts down roots. The only way that it's restricted to the surface is if we restrict it there. Don't keep the seed on the surface. Let it change every part of your being. And persevere. There are going to be temptations, there are going to be trials, there's going to be weeds, there's going to be thorns. There will be all kinds of things that can choke out the seed, but don't let it. Persevere. Let the seed grow and let it affect your life, not just today, but every day. I was so impressed with what Mark prayed about Nolan and Amelia. You know, there are some people that you just know are going to persevere. And then bear fruit. God didn't bless you just because he didn't have anything else to do. He blessed you because he wanted you to bear fruit. That doesn't mean that you go out and sow seed. It means that you bear fruit. Your life has to change. Your life has to become what God wants it to be. So persevere. Every day, decide that you are going to be the kind of person that God wants you to be today. You know, I saw an interesting meme last week. There were two pictures that were contrasted. One was a candle. The other one was fireworks. Constancy is to be preferred over occasional exceptionalism. That's all a fireworks does. It lights up the sky. And it's bright. It's way brighter than the candle. And then it's dark again. Be a candle. Persevere. Do what God wants you to do every day.